This is a replay of the Wednesday night, September 6th, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from One VoIP for the world's best customer service. It's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and as I was saying, we have 3 hours to spend together, and as usual, plenty on my mind, but whatever is on yours will absolutely trump it. So, 4,832 links from James, and yes, as usual, people behaving badly. Yeah, it's one crime after another, but I had to share it with you, one that happened, actually turned out not to be a crime, but everybody was in a tizzy today in Goodyear, Arizona, which is just west of Phoenix, where they went to the Goodwill donation box and discovered a human skull. Yeah. Oh, man, you can just imagine. Well, it turned out by the end of the day, what we discovered was it was, according to those in the know who work for the county and the city and all that, who investigate, I don't know, skulls and things like that, they said it's a historical artifact. Now, they've given no other description beyond that, but apparently they don't in any way believe murderers on the loose. But all I can think of is probably somebody who had it and figured, well, I'll donate it to Goodwill, having no idea what the fury was going to result in that. But that was the case. And when I first heard it earlier on the news, before they knew it was a historical artifact, all I thought was Homer Tate strikes again, and Homer Tate was the artist from way back when who used to make these things, well, actually, The Thing, which is a kind of an attraction, if you will, these shrunken heads and other things of that nature. Obviously, they were made out of, there were some human hair and human teeth, but mostly paper mache and other things like that. But occasionally, I'd say every few years, somebody would throw them away and they'd be found in the trash and mistaken for actual body parts and things of that nature. And everybody kind of goes crazy. And I thought, wow, Homer's in this somewhere, but apparently not, at least not so far. Historical artifact. Well, at least that one made me laugh. Unlike, like I say, hundreds and hundreds of links. And, you know, you just, I guess maybe they should get credit for creativity, but no. Woman charged with murder after allegedly applying liquid insecticide to a 4-day-old's unhealed umbilical cord. Yeah, what on earth was she thinking? And then, of course, we have strange odors emanating from strange places, and that kind of stuff. But it just is one story after another. So at least the skull made me laugh. All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we have Stacy, who's going to kick it off for the evening. And I gave Stacy an assignment. Let's see if she did it. So, Stacy, welcome back to WGN. Have you visited any places to live yet?
Not yet. Still, how are you feeling?
Terrible. But thank you for asking. Today was a shaky day, so we'll see how it goes tonight. But yeah, just when you least expect it. But in any event, so why? Now, what's the reason you haven't visited any place yet?
Well, I'm calling.
Yes.
I'm calling. And no, I'm not. I have some people behind me, so I'm not worried about that. But I wanted to ask you, when do we write the next abundance check?
Well, that would be, of course, the new moon. And as you know, at MarianneWinkowski.com, you can always look at the new moon tables. But I believe that it is the 14th. But let me check. I get you an exact time here for that.
Okay.
And let's see. We got full moons. We got new moons. Okay. New moons for September. Yep, I was right. September 14th. And that would be at 8:40 p.m. So anytime before 8:40 p.m., about 20 minutes to 9, on Thursday, September 14th. So that would be actually a week from this Thursday, so you have plenty of time.
Okay. No, I've had another showing from the house Sunday.
Good. Well, see, I think you're going to sell it. That's why I keep saying you better find some place to live.
I know. I have other people... you know, looking for me too, that I've been calling on housing. I have a few more calls to make. I finally made one doctor's appointment so far with the foot doctor.
Good, good. Well, that's important. And we've talked before about that. That's really important.
And then I have to call the dentist, the eye doctor, and the dermatology.
Okay. And you can do all that.
That's something new that they put in there. But we've had a lot of rainstorms in Algonquin the past 2 days. I mean, it's been terrible. You know, when you hurt anything, when the weather changes, how it comes out in your bones.
Mm-hmm.
It's been awful. I mean, thundering and lightning last night. And God, and you know, I get up in the middle of the night, then I'm checking everything, and everything was okay. It just, sometimes you get a downpour, and then it stops, and then it's been raining all day long, and it's just been kind of miserable.
Well, you know, we're in September, and that's, we're heading into fall, and so...
God, why does it go so fast?
Well, everything goes so fast. You know, like we've talked before, the older we get, the faster it goes. You know, turn around and the year is gone. You know, I don't know about you, but believing this is 2023 is hard. So,
I know, I know. I just finished under the table in the living room all of the picture books. I cleaned and I put them, I boxed them up. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at my whole life.
Of course. Of course.
And I said to myself, boy, am I glad I flew when I did and went on all these trips.
You're absolutely right about that, Stacy. And I can't tell you how many of my friends have echoed the same sentiments by when they're in their 70s and beyond. And they're saying, you know, I'm sure glad I traveled when I was young. I'm glad I did all those things because now I'd be exhausted just thinking about it. And they always say that youth is wasted on the young. But for anybody who is young, do it while you can. Enjoy every minute and don't waste your youth because it will pass. Now, you know, it's always speeding up. I mean, like we talk about grade school, it takes forever and it gets quicker and quicker. But there's an exponential curve after 60. And, you know, there are many people who try to account for that. But, you know, I'll go with Einstein. You know, time is only relative. But in any event, that being said, the reality is that hopefully if you are a little younger, don't wait. You know, the two words you don't want to die with on your lips are what if.
I know. And I remember, though, I worked downtown. Raldo worked downtown. I mean, you weren't scared to go anywhere.
Of course not.
I mean, it was so marvelous.
Of course not. And that's not only the change in society and that things are maybe more dangerous now. The reality, more than anything, it's the change in you. It's as we get older, our perspectives change.
Right.
And so,
right.
The good news is when you're older, usually if you're retired or whatever, you don't have to be on that work schedule. I mean, there are advantages as well, so it's good to embrace them. But if you're still young and you want to do it, whatever it is, this is the time to do it.
I know, and you know, so many people. I know what I would do, Raleigh, to clear up like. Downtown, you know, in Chicago and downtown Chicago, but yes, we used to live in the city and stuff. I would put like Navy SEALs undercover on Michigan Avenue in all those stores so that if a stupid van would come out and they're jumping in windows, don't worry, they would be caught spot on.
Well, there are so many things that, of course, could be done, but the problems, unfortunately, are so complex, and the reason behind them so difficult that you're right. In some way, the zero tolerance is the only way to go, but you can imagine the shrieks with that.
I know, and all this war. I mean, I think I told you, just like with James, I was looking on my phone. There was one picture of President Biden. He was sitting with all the people from the Hawaiian people from the big Maui incident.
Yeah, well, the Maui fires were horrible.
And he's sitting with them, and he's falling asleep.
Well, yeah, and as I said, you know, it's and believe me, I look at those and I'm shocked too. But the same thing when we look at McConnell, and we're shocked about that too. I know,
yeah.
And you start to say to yourself, who's really running the country? But that's you know, that's an old thought. It's been around a while, you know, and this is not the venue for it. But the reality is, World War I happened, and they want us in the League of Nations. We didn't bite, so there had to be World War II. We're in the UN. Next thing you know, it's nonstop war. It's never called war. It's called actions of various types. And you wonder who's really in charge, the nameless faceless. And I have no idea. I don't think anybody of us does, because I think they're names that we wouldn't even recognize.
It's terrible.
But I don't believe for a minute that it is that the president is, because, you know, it's interesting. Many things that Obama had said when he was running for office, like, I'm going to stop the war. Well, and of course he didn't, and he took heat for that. But the reality is he probably couldn't. They probably take him in a room after he's elected and they say, now here's the way it is. And, you know, I know. I'll never forget an interview with Jimmy Carter where he had, when he was running, said that he'd get to the bottom of this UFO thing and tell the American public the truth. And so years after he was out of office, someone asked him about it, and literally he got tears in his eyes, and he just said, I can't talk about that. And I'm pretty convinced that, you know, I know I'm a very good conspiratorialist, but I would be very surprised that the people we know are the people who are running it. And so that's why I call them Republicrats and Demopublicans. I think that it's a show. And, you know, I have some friends who say, well, you know, I think that Biden's not there. They have a replacement like the movie Dave. I said, no, it's not that, because they would have had a better replacement. But other than the mirth of that, beyond that, remember, in a republic, you get the government you deserve. And so you can look to the electorate. You can look to the rank and file citizen, and who don't even know who their representative is. And as I say, that's for a bigger discussion than the fun we try to have on this show.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I just always say prayers at night for everybody.
That's
and
great.
That God clear up this all these wars and stuff and people.
Yeah.
You're afraid to go out.
Well, and again, that's a function of age, in part. So don't be. Don't let them win to the point that you're not willing to go outside. Don't become agoraphobic suddenly on me. Every day is a new day. Put one foot in front of the other, move forward, and concentrate on the good things.
All right. So that's the 14th, 8:40
yes.
p.m.
Yes, yes, and abundance will come your way, and thanks for calling.
Okay, you have a wonderful weekend, you and John and everybody.
Right. You too.
right, bye, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. So next time, hopefully, Stacey will have seen a place. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. So nothing better than going yourself and seeing it. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, Chicago Soul. The Impalas, I Still Love You, 1969 on Bunky. What a great song. And actually, it was the other Impalas, the ones who were on Cub, who had Sorry I Ran All the Way Home, that made me think of playing the Impalas, because Joe Speedo Fraser from the New York Impalas would have turned 80 this week. And so we'll let him run all the way home, and we'll listen to a better Impalas record. Actually, better Impalas, I Still Love You. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Cindy is in Norwich. So, okay, Cindy, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I guess my colonoscopy is tomorrow, and there was so much confusion over it. Oh. You know, and I have bipolar disorder. And, you know, my philosophy of life is when things are aggravating you to death, think about someone else and do something nice. And it always works. That's my, you know, I made brownies for my cousin. I was thinking of him that he would have something to, you know, because I normally cook. He lives with me. I made two macaroni and cheese, homemade macaroni and cheese casserole, so he'd have something to eat while I purge.
Yes.
And then anyhow, you know, and I have bipolar disorder, and I went for counseling. The counselors. For about maybe 15 years and didn't catch on. But the counselors, most of them came out of the University of Illinois that I saw. And all they did was either push radical feminism, didn't believe in male-female relationships. I think they wanted me to be a lesbian, and no matter what I said to them, if I asked them for advice, they would say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, and just take my money. Mm. And then the only thing they knew was just think of yourself.
Oh, man.
And it's just, I mean, and that's how everyone is, just think of yourself. And, I mean, I have bipolar disorder, and usually if I'm not busy doing something, I'll sit down and have, like, mood swings or something will aggravate me. So I just forget about myself and try and help do something nice.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away, Cindy. We're going to leave you right there. And good for you that you're doing the colonoscopy, and it'll be over before you know it. And we'll pick it up right in moments right here on WGN Radio.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that has absolutely nothing to do with this date in history. I was putting the bumpers together, and John said, would you play me a Stevie Wonder? And I said, well, I'll play you my favorite one, and that is it, If You Really Love Me, from the album Where I'm Coming From, and that's Stevie Wonder, and Syreeta wrote that in 1970, and Tamla released it in 1971. So, yeah, that's the fave. All right, now we are talking for a moment with Cindy, and we are going to get to Johnny D, because I want to hear all about Caesar. As I said, I've been worried about Caesar, and the vet appointment was today. Hopefully, no scare, but we'll find out in moments. But before we do, Cindy mentioned she had bipolar disorder. All right, Cindy, bipolar disorder, as you know, is a psychiatric disorder. This is not where you go for counseling. Now, the most important thing with bipolar is to have the right meds. So,
yeah, and I do. I don't have a spending problem on this. I have nightmares on this medicine, but I don't, I mean, I deal with that because I don't have a, like, spending problem on this medicine.
Well, as you know, there are, because you've obviously dealt with this for a long time, but there are a number of different ways to control it. There's mood stabilizers, you know, the old lithium that they used forever. There's antipsychotics, there's antidepressants, and there's a combination like Symbiax is a combination medicine, and I think there's anti-anxieties, the benzodiazepines. But
yeah,
anyway.
I took lorazepam, and I forget what it is.
Okay.
I forget what it is. Before you run out of time, I wanted to tell, you know, give a suggestion to your friend who's moving. She's thinking of Algonquin.
Oh, Stacy, yeah, she lives in Algonquin now.
When I'm going, when I can't stay, I'm in my early 60s, when I can't stay in my house anymore, I'm going to the Lutheran home in Arlington Heights.
Okay.
Because, I mean, when you go to one of these places, you have to make sure that if you run out of money, they're not kicking you out and they're putting you on Medicaid.
No, absolutely. That's a factor depending upon the situation. I don't think that's where Stacy is, but you're 100% right that you want to make sure it's lifelong.
My house is worth $400,000. I'm sure I wouldn't run out of money, but I don't know. I mean, I'm an accountant. You know, I think of these things. And, the Lutheran home will help you move and everything. I mean.
Well, good. Good. Well, hopefully it won't be for a while. And as long as you're on your meds, the one thing I will say about counseling is you should know pretty quick whether it's a good fit. And when you have things happen like what you were describing, cut and run fast.
Yeah, I was so young, I was real young when I, you know, it started when I was in college, the bipolar, and I was real young, and I believed in these people, and mm-hmm. I think the psychiatric profession, I mean, just, I can get ugly. I got bipolar. I think it's like the lowest on the food chain.
Well, again, there's a very big difference between treating something through a psychiatrist, which is probably going to be pharmaceutical, and treating something through a psychologist, which is probably going to be talk therapy. There's a time and a place for both. But in both cases, when you know fairly quickly that this is not working out for you, you do not stay in that situation.
Yeah, after I dumped those people, I got with my boyfriend. And, you know, I feel a lot of those counselors from Chicago, I'm sorry, but, you know, if a lot of them came from the parochial school where there was a lot of, like, boys are bad.
Well, I don't know that we can make blanket generalities. We could go on all night with the stereotypes. I've got hundreds, but
make blankets. But my boyfriend went to parochial school and was beaten by the nuns in front of the girls. And
well, as I say, I don't care what your upbringing is. You can find examples of horrors. No doubt about that. But I won't paint the brush to say that, well, watch out for this group or whatever. I wouldn't go there. But on an individual basis, when you're dealing with a therapist and in the back of your mind you're saying this isn't working, you don't stay in the situation.
Yeah, I don't have no money for those people. You know, like, you know, the one doctor I said, when I went to him, I said, I still have to come to you because you're not healed yet. Because I've been through everything with bipolar disorder, everything with the medications, everything. And there's nothing new for me, you know, for me to do. I have a real nice doctor out of Swedish Covenant. He's real nice. He's just real down to earth. And he's real nice. But anyhow, I'm fine with bipolar. You know, I was a caregiver for my mother for 17 years. No one has ever done for me that much, you know.
I understand. Believe me, I understand. Well, in the meantime, good luck tomorrow. Hopefully it's as simple as I think it will be, and it'll be behind you in no time, no pun intended.
It's just getting there because I did take my bipolar. The whole thing was just taking my bipolar medicine and not being too drowsy to get up to get in the cab.
Right, and you will. I can tell. I can hear it in your voice. You're going to be fine.
I'm just going to be up all night. But then anyhow, I pretty much, I mean, all you do is you go there. They put you under, and then you just wake up, and I'm already clear, from the stuff. I got to, in about 20 minutes, I got to take the next 12 pills. So it's going to be clear, and, it's just, I don't know.
Well,
but anyhow,
good luck. It'll be over before you know it, and hopefully the report will be smooth sailing all the way. Keep me posted.
Okay, and, just think of yourself as real. It's straight from the from hell.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks, Cindy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So, it's tough. But if you are dealing with psychological problems or psychiatric problems, and they are not necessarily one and the same, but when you're in a loop where you're thinking, you know, this just doesn't seem right, especially if it's talk therapy, no, you've got other choices and do it. All right. So, with that in mind, Johnny D, we're hoping for a very good Caesar report, and we're about to find out. So, Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio. What'd you find out today?
Okay, Raleigh, hi. me and Caesar and the lovely and talented Becky went to the vet today.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you want to see pictures, I sent you some pictures in the email of us at the vet.
Okay. All right, I'll look.
Yeah. Anyhow, and then you'll see me and Caesar. He was on the examining table there.
Okay.
And then Becky took some pictures, but then she took selfies of her Caesar.
I'm looking. I see you. I see Caesar. Now, Caesar looks absolutely wide awake and alert and all that. So what did the vet say?
Well, I'll tell you this. I was thinking about it. This is maybe the third time, and he's 12 years old. I think I told you he was 10.
Yeah, he's 12.
He's 12 years old.
But he's also little, so he has a longer life expectancy.
I know. That's what I always thought, Raleigh. But let me say this. Since March until today, because his last visit with them was in March, okay?
Uh-huh.
And on that particular visit, we spent something like $500. Today, I spent $784.65.
To find out what?
I gotta use a magnet.
To find out what?
Let's see here. That's what I'm saying. We didn't get back none of the results today, but they did examination office call was $59. Okay? A chem profile lab.
Mm-hmm.
SA010 was $147.12.
Mm-hmm.
And the CBC complete blood count and tech, whatever the hell that means, mm-hmm. was $82.96.
Uh-huh.
And then their urinalysis.
Yeah, urinalysis, yes.
Yeah, and tech was $330.
Uh-huh.
I mean, $310.30.
Whoa.
And then a radiograph thorax and abdomen was Wait, let me go back. Urinalysis was $56.30. A radiograph thorax and abdomen, $310.30. A radiograph interp 7-12 images was $128.97 for a grand total of $784.65. Now, in March, we spent $500 and something. So I spent on Caesar in the last two visits about $1,200 of that bill. Okay?
Yep. Yep. He gives you $100 a month of pleasure, though, so let's not worry about this. Now, what did the vet think?
Well, this is what I'm saying. She said she did, you know, they took him back there, you know, for all these things that they did. And then she said she felt some kind of gland in some kind of anal area or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
And she's concerned and worried about it.
All right. Hang on a minute. So, don't go away. We're going to leave you and Caesar right there with his glands intact. And I saw the pictures, and I saw the lovely and talented Becky, and I saw several shots of Johnny D and of Caesar, and Caesar looks perfectly alert. So we'll find out what the rest of the story is. We're also going to meet Noreen, who's a first-time caller. So please hang on, Noreen. Don't go away. And we will get to it. And then we've got Stephanie and we got Ken. So, and there'll be a line available for you too. But right now, I want to mention the CC Radio Solar. And this is the perfect time to talk about this because whether it was the unprecedented disaster in Maui, to say the least, when, by the way, nothing worked but radio. It really came down to that. No cell phone, no electronic communication, just radio. So here comes the event. Maybe you're lucky and it's just a power outage. What do you want? You want a flashlight? You want a radio? You want to know what's going on? But invariably, you get there and the flashlight batteries are dead, the radio batteries are dead. What do you do? Well, the CC Radio Solar is the perfect answer because it's going to work no matter what. Oh, yeah, you could use batteries. And, oh, yeah, it's a solar radio, so if you set it in a windowsill for a few hours, it's going to play probably a few days. That's nice. But let's say, and of course, you can get an AC adapter, too. But we're assuming the power is out. You know, it's at night. You're in trouble. You didn't leave it in the sun. Well, you hand crank it about 30 seconds. It's got a little hand crank on the back. It's going to play for over 30 minutes. It'll be strong enough that you will have a light. You will have AM, FM, and Bob Crane's terrific reception, because every radio he puts out has terrific AM and FM reception. You will have the weather band and the weather alert, and you'll have enough power to bring a cell phone back to life. Now, you're not going to use it for hours, but if it's a means of trying to get that emergency call in and the cell phone's dead in a brick, well, this radio will be able to power it back to at least the ability to make that call. So it's just terrific. You can read all about it, the CC Radio Solar. And again, I look at it as the everyday radio because of that great AM and FM reception. It is just terrific. And of course, the weather band and weather alert makes it a good emergency radio too. So ccradio.com. But if you can't go online, you can call them. 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. Best customer service in the world. Sure, for quicker shipping and all that, REI or Amazon. But for the real deal, if you're online, go to ccradio.com. Great information as well as great products. You look at that CC Radio Solar. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. We'll forego the bumper because we only have about 5 minutes left this hour. Before we get back to Johnny D, I want to meet Noreen. She's a first-time caller, and first-time callers usually don't hang around that long. So we'll see if Noreen was willing to wait. Noreen, welcome to WGN Radio.
I'm still here.
All right. Thank you for calling.
I've been wanting to call you, and I thought I won't hang up because otherwise I'll never call again.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I did want to thank you for your show.
Oh.
I really enjoy it, and I hope you're feeling better.
Thanks.
And I hope you're going to be on for a long time.
No, that's so kind of you. Well, I am delighted that you're listening and even more delighted that you called, so I hope you're going to do it again.
I will. I will. Right. I'll let you know exactly how I ended up listening to you at another time.
Oh, I'll love that story. Absolutely.
Anyway, good luck with everything.
Well, thank you.
It was nice talking with John.
Yeah.
I understand he has a good friend that lived in Skokie.
Yes.
So, we all, six degrees of separation, right?
Oh, yeah. And years ago when I worked for CBS Records, the Chicago branch was in Skokie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I told John I've been here since 1954.
Wow. Well, you've seen a change.
I certainly have.
Yeah.
But it's still a good town to live in.
You betcha. A great suburb. Well, I'm so glad you called, and I'm going to look forward to your next call, Noreen. I'm holding you to that.
Okay. Take care, Raleigh.
Thanks. All right. How nice. That's a delight. Love meeting new people. Now, so we have Johnny D, who is $750 poorer, but at least Caesar is still alive, although his anal glands have been expressed and the doctor is concerned. So I'm sure some of the tests were designed to give her some numbers on that as well.
This is what I'm saying, Wally. We didn't. Well, let me say this first. You should have left Noreen on. She sounded so interesting. And I'm curious now how she started listening to you.
Well, see, she's got a call again.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, here's the deal, though. We didn't get any results of any of these things back. They're going to call to Becky with, you know, once they get these things. So I don't know, but she said she was concerned about this polyp, or I don't know what the hell. She felt, you know, and so she's concerned about that. So I don't know. The x-rays are supposed to tell something.
Right,
you know.
And they probably will.
But let me say this. He lost, the last time he was there, he was 16.4 pounds, something like that. Now he's like 12.2. He lost like 4 pounds.
Yeah, no, that's a quarter of his body weight.
I know, and he's so skinny now, Raleigh. I mean, like, I sent you pictures of Caesar, you know, a year ago, more than that. And, you know, he was always like, you know, like stout.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's little, but he was stout. You know, his legs were strong. And,
he was hardy.
God, you could see his spine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know.
His spine and his ribs.
No.
I've never seen his ribs in
No, I know. I had that with Morgan, my favorite of the Bernese Mountain Dogs. So, you know, fortunately, he lived a little while longer than that, but it was not good news. So hopefully Caesar will prove us all wrong and he's just going through a stage. But I agree, it doesn't sound good.
I don't know, you know. So that's why I called. I wanted to, you know, ask for, you know, some good thoughts.
Absolutely,
some prayers for Caesar.
You betcha. Prayers for Caesar. That is the request. I think we'll all start doing that. And my prayer for Caesar is the best possible outcome, because the one thing I don't want is for him to suffer. So if this is
we already talked about that.
Right. So if this
that's why Becky wanted me to come.
Right.
See?
Oh, of course. And
normally, I don't go. Right. I think this is the third time.
No.
You
needed to be there, and you know, hopefully, the end won't be anytime soon. But whenever it is, you need to be there then too.
I'll be there.
Yeah,
I was there with my dog, with my daughter's, my kids' dog,
right.
Coco.
No.
But she was my dog too.
Right.
And I was right there with her when they gave her the injection.
Absolutely.
At her,
you betcha. No,
telling her that I loved her.
That's right.
I love you. Daddy loves her.
That's
you know.
Absolutely right. No, that's the way to go. And but hopefully that's still a long way off because, you know, even if the news isn't good, that doesn't mean that Caesar is uncomfortable. And there may be a way to treat this for a while so that the end is not inevitable.
Well, not to interrupt, but they were, I said to them, because they used to give them some medicine.
Let me interrupt you now and say you and I are talking off the air, and that's fine, but WGN's into the news. So anyway, go on. You're just talking to me.
Well, I'm just saying they didn't give him any medicine, you know, because she wants to know what's going on with him first.
Right. They need the results before they can make the call on what to do, of course. Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed that the outcome is better than we're expecting. But, love him while he's there and enjoy every minute.
Oh, yeah, I just... They gave us some wipes, too, some kind of wipe, because you got some kind of...
I know.
Like little pimples.
Yeah.
And I got to do it twice a day.
I know, that's not pleasant, but... All right, so hopefully the results will come back before you know it, and I want to hear every bit of it.
All right, Molly. Okay,
all right,
thanks.
Thanks for calling. All right, so... If you're listening on the stream, then you're hearing me. Of course, if you're listening to WGN, unless you're on hold, you are not hearing me. But right after the news, we will reconvene right here. I don't have to say on WGN radio because right now it's not. I'm Raleigh James. When I was getting that together for the bumper, John said, "That sounds like Buddy Miles." I said, "That's because it is Buddy Miles." Memphis Train, 1969 on Mercury. Steve Cropper produced it, and uncredited Jimi Hendrix helped him. Rufus Thomas wrote it. Buddy would have turned 76 yesterday, born in Omaha in 1947. And before he was out of his teen years, he was playing with Wilson Pickett and the Delphonics and Ruby and the Romantics. Moved to Chicago in 1967 when he was 20 years old. He was in the Electric Flag, and then later, of course, Buddy Miles Express. And he's also the voice heard on Heard It Through the Grapevine for the California Raisin commercial. Died at home in 2008 in Austin, only 60 years old, congestive heart failure. So 888-876-5593, 888-88-Raleigh. We'll talk to Ken. We've got Stephanie. We've got Donna and Johnny going. All right, so Ken in Prospect Heights has been waiting a long time. Well, if he's still there. So, Ken, are you with us? No, wait a minute. Yeah, I don't know if he is or not. There, Ken, are you with us? Nope, Ken has left the room. Well, Ken, I appreciate you trying, and thanks for waiting as long as you did. I know it was a long time. So Stephanie in Madison is back. All right, Stephanie.
Hi there. I'm hanging in there. I am so tired and I can barely keep my eyes open. So I went down and moved around, and John, my John was watching the tube and got the preview of the Stones' new album that's coming out, and they sound good. Anyway, the main reasons I called, I loved everything you were saying. I'm listening to all the conversations. You're talking to Cindy about psychologists and psychiatrists and medications, and I'm very familiar with that whole scene also. And I'll tell you, one of the things you learn to not stay with people who aren't a good fit.
Right.
And that's part of the healing process. I mean,
absolutely.
It really, really is. But I'm thinking that the main reason I called is because of Stacy. And by the way, Stacy, when you pray for others, pray for yourself too, include yourself. Oh,
absolutely.
Okay? What I want to say to her is the main focus. You can be looking at maybe kind of the background, getting things set up to eventually sell your house. But you've got to pick your place first. Because that's really important.
I agree.
Because It's everything else. If you have the place picked out, and you've done your research, you've contacted different places, you've visited them, you've visited them more than once and on different times, you talk to people, you know, maybe residents
sure.
that live there or other folks, find other ways of checking it out, because there's a little more complication, because sold the house and you weren't sure where you're going to go, you could be in a world of hurt. Seriously.
Well, you're right. And I did get out of her when we were talking that she did say the real estate agent she's working with has agreed that there will be no closing date, even if it's sold, until she has relocated. So hopefully she'll
yeah.
hold them to it, because like you, I think she should be out visiting all these places and regularly.
Regularly, and talking to people, and go different times.
Yes, of course.
Maybe even unannounced. I was a housing counselor in one of my past lives. I also worked in hospitals. I wanted to be a nurse at one time. Thank God, looking at what happened to my vision, it didn't happen. But I have family of nurses, family of healthcare providers. I'll talk, but I've also been, and worked in nursing homes. And we also, one of our dearest friends, the guy that we traveled with regularly to go to Clear Lake, he is now in an assisted living in a city outside of Madison. And he's, it's assisted living memory care. And the place is nice, but he was in another place first, and then he got moved, and we were trying to track them down. I mean, you don't really want that situation. You want to really be where your needs are going to get met, and where you're going to be comfortable, and where you're going to be treated well, and you check all the necessaries out. It's real important.
Yep.
And the other stuff. I mean, I listen to WG and I hear the ads, and there's resources. There's people that would help her sell her house or whatever,
Well, that's not a problem.
I'm pulling for you.
Yeah, that's not a problem. She's got a real estate agent, and that part's good.
Yeah.
But
that's good. Yeah.
Like you say, it's important that she finds the right place. But thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Absolutely.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right.
So, yeah, it's vital. And, you can get all the brochures you want and read all about it, but you need to go, and you need to go multiple times. So that's the way I see it. So hopefully that will wind up being great for her. Donna in Schaumburg, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello.
Hey, Donna.
Hi. How are you doing, Raleigh?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
I can't complain. I wake up and I go to sleep.
Well, that it beats the alternatives.
I have a couple things I'd like to discuss.
Sure.
Okay, Johnny D, the tech charge is for the person that draws the blood and the urine and what other test he had done that needed a tech.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it is.
Okay.
All right. Now, could you please spell Mary Ann's name for me?
Winkowski. Winkowski. And it's Mary Ann, just like it sounds, MaryAnn. So for the website, it's Mary Ann Winkowski, MaryAnnWinkowski.com.
Good. Are you going to have her back on?
Well, I'd love to. She's got a lot on her plate right now, and her husband hasn't been doing well, and so she hasn't been comfortable locking in a date. But she, I've let her know that my microphone is her microphone, and whenever she wants, we'd love to have her on. So I'll leave it at that. I'm ready anytime.
Okay. And the other thing is, I know you're fussy about the music you play.
Right.
Would you be willing to play any Roger Whittaker songs?
Probably not, but I'll look for one just for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Very much.
Oh, sure. I'll try to find something. All right.
Great.
Okay, good deal. Well, thanks for calling, Donna.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You have a good evening.
You too.
Okay.
All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, I promised Stephanie I'd play Tommy Hunt Human, so we'll do that next. We'll get to Johnny Goin in Austin coming up, too. We're going to talk about Smokey Robinson and more right here on WGN Radio.
Gotta cry. I've got to live, and oh, I've gotta die. And oh, oh, Lord, Lord, why did you? The best girl in the world, but make her understand that I'm only a man.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's Tommy Hunt, Human. That was Stephanie's request, 1961 on Scepter. All right, so 888-876-5593. Johnny Goin in Austin, thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on with yourself?
Not a damn thing. How about your bad self?
About the same thing. About the same thing. I wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed those bumpers you played last night. Not just the ones that I requested, but there was somebody else that requested one that sent me on a long hunt to find a Smokey Robinson and the Miracle song you played last night. Who is this person that you were talking about,
Jimmy,
that was requesting Jimmy P. all these bumpers?
Yeah, Jimmy Who? P. in Chicago.
I've never heard. Has
yeah,
he been on your
he
show
has
before?
Absolutely called. He listens every night, but his wife goes to sleep, so he can't always call because it'll wake her up. So he does listen, though, and he has called before, and he's won on trivia. And, yeah, he's definitely as Chicago as it gets.
Well, he knows what he's talking about. Now, he had you play a song last night by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Apparently, you said it was a flip side.
Yeah,
or something.
It was a flip side.
The title of the song was called "Would I Love You."
Yeah, Would I Love You? Yeah, you've heard that before, though.
No, I hadn't heard it before.
Oh man, really?
But I after I listened to your show, you closing out for the night, and I said I got to go look and see if I've got this song.
You
Smokey
do,
Smokey Robinson. I didn't have it.
What? I can't believe
no,
it.
No, I didn't. Well, I had it on some old vinyl.
Yeah, it was a flip side of That's What Love Is Made Of in 64.
Was it?
Yes.
Well, anyway.
And I know you've got that, so you just have to find it and turn it over.
I don't know what kind of shape it's in. But anyway, I started looking up CDs, and I go ahead last night, and I'm going through eBay now, and I find a CD, and this is very rare to find this song on a CD. It was called Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Early Classics. It's an import, and most of the people that were selling these were from Italy, of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And Italy and Australia and everywhere but here, but I finally found one that had that here in this country, and I put a bid on it, and I got it. I said, well, for $9, so I'm going to have a copy of it. It had a bunch of their, it had about 18 of their early songs on it. And I also noticed on this one that I ordered, it had by Smokey and the Miracles, The Monkey Time. Is that the same as Major Lance?
It shouldn't be. Well, the reason I say it shouldn't be is that, of course, the two records that influenced the dance were The Monkey Time and Mickey's Monkey. So I would assume that what you're going to get is Mickey's Monkey. Regardless,
maybe.
I'll be curious, but regardless of what it says, that's probably probably what you're going to get. What label did it claim this jewel was on?
It wasn't a bootleg or anything. It was Tamla Motown.
Oh,
but
it might
have said Universal on it or something. I don't know. I don't remember.
I'm sorry to hear it's Tamla Motown, because, of course, you're going to get something that's been re-engineered.
Oh, well, I never know what to expect from
Motown. Look for the boots, because they'll take their old 45s and press them to CD. That's your best shot at any of this.
I heard your opinion on the Lee Rogers, I Want You to Have Everything, in terms of distortion last time.
Painful. Painful. Yeah, that I'm telling you that there's a certain hell for recording engineers, because, you know, you can fix almost any problem except overmodulation.
You can't take it away.
You cannot take it away. And so, therefore, I think the penalty should be very harsh.
Yeah, you made that very clear.
Yeah,
I got to thinking about that last night, and of course I sent you a couple of things, and when I heard that one by the Fantastics, which I did not know was a Houston group.
Oh, you didn't?
That had a little taste of distortion in it too.
It did, absolutely. Yeah. So that guy, the guy in San Antonio, responsible for recording all sorts of good stuff, except it was all over modulated.
Yeah, well, I was getting a computer repaired today in Austin, and I was waiting in the lobby for them to repair this computer, and I was talking music with a gentleman who was also waiting from San Antonio, and then this other guy chimed in from, he had grown up in East L.A., and I turned him onto your show, and it's possible he could be listening. He is in Austin now, but he grew up in East L.A., and his name is Enrique Rangel.
All right, Enrique. Terrific.
Henry. And he was very interested in your show, and I took a piece of paper because I don't have one of your business cards.
No, I don't have business cards. This would require me to have them.
I created one for you.
Oh, how nice. Thank you.
Put it in his hand.
Very nice.
And I said, listen to Raleigh James. You'll find that she has a lot of interesting music, a lot of great trivia on this show, and he was quite excited to be able to listen to you.
Wow. Well, of course, he's in San Antonio, and there's a guy, he's an old fireman who has a low-power FM there. I don't know if you're aware of it. That's all low-rider stuff.
No!
Absolutely. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are, and we'll come back because I'll find that URL. Meanwhile, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, Harvey and Eddie did it originally, but if you were from East L.A., no one beat the Romancers. And probably more than any other East L.A. group, they were more influential across the board than any I can think of. Now, not necessarily the big hits, obviously, but Max Ubias, who had formed the Romancers in Lincoln Heights. He went to Lincoln High. Their manager was Billy Cardenas at the time. And if you're familiar with East L.A., you know that. But the interesting thing about the Romancers were they were the first East L.A. group, a Chicano group, to have an album. And that was courtesy of Delphi Records. And that was interesting. But the first thing they recorded was at Frank Zappa's little studio in Cucamonga. And later, they did a lot of things. In fact, Huggy's Bunnies after after Huggy Boy and stuff like that. But as you can imagine, it wasn't long before Eddie Davis got on the scene. And, of course, more than any other of the labels, the ones that Eddie Davis owned, Rampart and Linda and so many of them, were part and parcel of East L.A. And in fact, Eddie Davis considered Max kind of the Smokey Robinson of his series of labels, whether he's involved with the Premieres or Cannibal and the Headhunters or Little Ray or you name it. You wouldn't have East L.A. Chicano music if it weren't for, of course, Eddie Davis, but also the Romancers. So Johnny Goen had mentioned a guy from East L.A. who might be listening, and I hope so, but I want to give you a URL now for KCJV. Are you ready? Are you there, Johnny? Yeah, there you are. All right, you ready for the URL?
Yes.
Okay. NoHitNetwork.com.
NoHitNetwork.com. .com?
Yes, NoHitNetwork.com. The greatest songs you've never heard.
Now, is this is out of San Antonio?
It absolutely is.
And would I be able to find this on my internet radio?
Yes.
They stream?
Yes, they do stream. They absolutely do stream. KCJVLP. And so their whole deal is to, you know, promote the West Side Sound. Because, you know, it's East L.A. in Los Angeles, but in San Antonio, it's the West Side Sound. So it's,
yeah, well, can you define the sound of East L.A.? I can't verbally define what that music actually is.
Well, you know, I don't know how you define it. Certainly, I know it when I hear it.
Yes.
But what it is obviously the groups that would play at like El Monte Legion Stadium, and they went to Garfield High or maybe Lincoln, not as many at Lincoln, but and it's just Little Julian Herrera. You know, you can name all the acts who it would be, and they were the typical acts that would be on Huggy Boy shows or Art LeBeau as far as that goes, but mostly Huggy Boy. And, you know, the deal was Saturday night at the corner of Atlantic and Whittier, you had to go cruising. And so, you know, you'd cruise and you'd listen usually to Huggy Boy, but or to Art as well. And it would be, you know, all this set of oldies. Now, what's interesting, of course, is that it's not just the songs that are done by the Chicano groups. It's the oldies that become huge with them. And I can't talk about today, but certainly I can through, you know, the year 2000 maybe. It was generational. So, like, the biggest East L.A. record of all time was Angel Baby. And, man.
Yes, of course.
Rosie and the Originals. And it didn't matter if you were 16 or 60. You know, if you were in, the East L.A. culture, you knew Angel Baby. You knew all the Billy Stewart records. There were so many. Of course, Sonny Azuna was Sonny and the Sunglows and Sonny and the Sunliners. That was actually, as you know, West Side San Antonio. But that stuff was huge in East L.A. And, it's just a sound. I don't know how you describe it. I don't know how you describe any of it, you know.
Yeah, you know it to hear it.
That, absolutely, you do. And there's so many CDs that are out of this stuff. And in San Antonio,
yeah,
the guy who really played a lot of it on popular radio, on Kono, was, the Low and Slow Cruisin' Show. And all of a sudden, his name just left my mind. I've had him on the air before, too. He was great. And when he was on Sunday nights when I lived in Austin, I never missed this show. It was just too good. And
this was on Kono 860 in,
yes,
San Antonio?
Yes, absolutely. And Bill Riley. Wild Bill Riley.
I never heard that show either.
Oh, absolutely. That was my, as far as I was concerned, that was my Saturday night. You know, I had to be listening to Kono AM 860 for Wild Bill Riley. And
well, 860 Kono is oldies again, but you know it's the true safe,
right.
100 tested oldies, and you'll hear all the time and a bunch of stuff that
Well, Wild Bill's show was the low and slow cruising show.
What was that? Was another artist by the? I'm just thinking off top of Frankie Carl or something.
Well, yeah, right. He was actually a DC guy, but don't be afraid. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. That's a good example of that sound.
Right. And that was popular, but he was definitely not San Antonio or East LA. But his records were popular. You betcha they were. And,
yeah, they were on some of those cruising.
I'm so glad, and the boy next door, and absolutely, and don't be afraid.
Now, when you say I'm so glad, it makes me think of McKinley Travis.
No. Yeah, okay.
McKinley Mitchell. Mitchell. Okay.
All right, that's all right. McKinley's good enough, but no, here's Frankie Carl. And he was, as far as I'm concerned, just terrific.
Did he have more than one hit?
Yes. Well, they were not hits.
It's late and you must go. But before you leave, there's something you should know. With you go my heart and my mind and my love and my care. And at night I'll say this in my prayer.
I have to turn the microphone off because I sing along with it, and I'd never subject anyone to that. But I'm so glad was big, and you say was there more? And absolutely, as I say, usually the first thing I think about it is don't be afraid, and do as I say, baby. And if you somehow missed that, it was another terrific record. And very often he'd have different background singers, like Frankie Carl and the Chevrons, or Frankie Carl and it was all Frankie Carl. So here we go.
I stumbled onto that Do As I Say by accident.
Yeah.
Just not that long ago. I had it on a compilation on, I think it was on Thump Records, called Low Riders, or the Riders of Low and Slow or something.
Right. No, Thump definitely is a deal of East LA. So, that's absolutely, but yeah, don't be afraid for anybody who missed it.
For example, in San Antonio, they had a group there called the Royal Jesters.
Oh, did they ever? Oh, the Royal Jesters were wonderful. But there again, a lot of it, not great, quality. But, all right, one more Frankie Carl before we go away from this, because you know, don't be afraid, because you heard that. The Boy Next Door, you're not familiar with that?
Not at all.
Okay, well, that would be the other one that when you think of Frankie Carl, it's usually those three. And here was The Boy Next Door.
I know the time has gone.
No, it's not either. I'm so glad. Wait, let's get The Boy Next Door here. Okay. Hopefully I did that right this time. Yeah. Yes, that was The Boy Next Door. So it was those three.
Those probably aren't even available anymore, are they?
Oh, I'm sure. No, you see, again, all this stuff, whether it's on Thump or another East LA compilation, this stuff is absolutely available. Because, you know, when Huggy Boy put them out, it was true bootleg. I mean, you would take his old 45 and just press them to disc. And, you know, like I've always said, one of them, the Untouchables, Heart and Soul, it wowed. And I always thought that that's the way the record was. But but yeah, now the Royal Jesters, that is absolutely San Antonio. In fact, if you were going to try to name one group other than Sonny Ozuna who represented the West Side sound, it would be the Royal Jesters. So hang on and we'll play some of that coming up on WGN Radio.
All I do is think of you, and all I want, your love so true. Please say you'll be mine until the end of time. Oh, please love me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and those are the Royal Jesters. That is Love Me, and it was on Cobra, a local San Antonio label, since you mentioned the Royal Jesters. And, of course, the lead singer, Johnny, was Dimas Garza. And later, he put things out on his own as Dimas 3. Did you ever hear any of that?
No. The name of that song you just played was called Love Me or Please Love Me?
Just Love Me.
Was that their biggest song?
No, oh no. You know, they had a real nice version of Wisdom of a Fool.
Uh-huh.
I always liked it anyway.
If you're lucky enough, you have someone who loves you and be glad. You've got someone who loves you.
So they also had a nice version of We Go Together, which, let you hear that.
That's not We Belong Together, it's different, right?
It's We Go Together, you'll know the record. You won't know it by them, but you'll know the record.
Just like castles and kings, birds of a feather, two robins in spring. Let's go steady. You are my first love. We like the
and then the flip side of that was I Want You Around, which also was pretty big in. At least in San Antonio. Again, it has that Abe Einstein bad production, but yeah. So like I say, the lead singer was Dimas Garza, and so then he put out the Dimas 3 and did a bunch of stuff like You've Succeeded. Mm-hmm. Yeah, You've Succeeded.
If you wanna make me sad, you've succeeded.
Yeah, and then that was a nice little record, actually. But, you know, you hear it and you know it's not East L.A. It just reeks of San Antonio in the best sense of the word. And also, I Won't Love You Again. That was another Demas Garza.
I've been taking notes on all these. Oh, and I guess they don't even have a CD out there, do they?
Oh, there's got to be. Demas Garza, I always like this. So, quintessential San Antonio West Side sound. Now, I will tell you, you'll find a lot of San Antonio West Side CDs, most of which you will not want. Believe me, the volume of material out of there that you will never want to play is higher than what you will want to play. But when you find the ones you like, man, they're just gold.
Yeah, and speaking of, you played a couple of months ago a version of Anna by a group from Mexico, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think so.
And I had one heck of a time finding out the name of the group. I was looking for it on YouTube, and it took me at least an hour to find this group. What was the name of them?
Yeah,
Lost Something.
Right, I'm not right now thinking of it either. And I know it's on KJ.
It had a progresso.
Yeah, absolutely. But
it'll come to you.
Yeah, it will. And probably I can just look at the artist on KJ and I'll find it.
Yeah, well, I finally did locate it, but somehow I lost the name of the group. I could visualize the YouTube picture and everything, and it's like, who are these people? But it was a great version of Anna, and I think they did some other really good ones too.
Mm-hmm.
So this gentleman that I met today here in Austin by the name of Enrique Rangel.
Yeah.
Rangel. I hope he's listening to your show because I gave him your website, your phone number, and the WGN site and everything so he could listen to you.
Well, great. Well, I'm sure that he's well aware of the low power in San Antonio because it's just classic.
Yeah, give me the call letters of that station again.
Not KCDX, that's here, but it's KCJV. KCJV 97.9, the No Hit Network, and it's nohitnetwork.com.
So you got that on your Sea Crane radio?
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. News is about to happen in moments on WGN Radio. WGN Radio.
I'm Raleigh James, and there is Grupo Pegaso, and that's who Johnny Goen was talking about in Austin. And it came out in 1984 on Volume 4 of theirs. They put that out on Remo, which actually was a San Antonio label. The funniest thing about that is that when you look at the writer's credits, they have Lennon and McCartney, so clearly they got it from the Beatles album and not Arthur Alexander.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah, when you were when you were doing the news there, Gary was trying to find this group because I think they also did maybe the Spanish version of I Just Want to Stay Here by Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
Yeah, oh, so many things. They were from Monterrey, and they formed in about 1979. Federico Esteban was the lead singer, and then there was another guy, Emilio Reina, who left in 85, like the year after that album came out that had Anna on it. And then they were kind of competing Pegasos for a while. And I don't know what happened there. But yeah, they did a lot of covers.
They did a great job of that song, but I had no idea that it was released in 84.
Yes, 84.
Here's the thing about some of this music that was so good way back then, and I don't know an easy way to say this, but has this music just, well, the music will live forever, but in its popularity, has this music just died with the people who grew up on it? I mean,
well, the people who grew up on it died. It's not the music that died, it's the listeners. You know, we're hitting that
age.
Well,
I know, I know, but the thing is, is there any audience for this anymore? As the people who had this passion for this?
No,
gone?
A specialty audience, yes, certainly in very small, is again specialty numbers, but in terms of mass appeal, no. But there are so many things that have changed. You know, for instance, the music that you and I grew up with, as I've mentioned many times, it was a unique generation because it was a shared experience. You know, if we were 10, 15 years older, we wouldn't have had that. But those who grew up in the 50s and the 60s, I mean, we all listened to the same top 40 stations in our market. Maybe it was one or two, depending on the size of the market. So every kid heard the same thing with the Night Jock. And the Night Jock was king because, of course, you know, if you were 14, you couldn't go out at night. So you'd sit in your room and listen to the radio. And it literally was, if a record was going to be a hit, every kid was going to know it. Well, that was never true before that, and it's not true now because there are so many sources that you don't have that commonality.
Didn't you say at one time that, I'm trying to paraphrase this, that used to be we used to tell people what we wanted them to hear, now they tell us what they want to hear.
Oh, I don't, well, that's probably true, actually. I don't remember saying it, but that's probably true. You know, although I still say what Todd Storrs had said in the 50s is valid today, and that's people don't know what they like what they know. And that was when I was at the convention, and they were talking about Todd has a habit of putting the news on at 5 to the hour because he wanted to get it over. And then and this is back in the day, of course, when you had to do news every hour. It was an FCC mm-hmm. requirement. And his feeling was, if I do it at 5 till, yes, I'll lose them. But as soon as the other stations do it straight up, you know, I'll pick them back up. So anyway, there was a debate on where the listeners liked the news. And that was when he had said, you know, people don't know what they like. They like what they know. So if the station they listen to has it at 5 till, that's when they want it. And I think that was absolutely true.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I never asked you before about Frankie Beverly and Maze. Did you like their music?
Early, yes. Frankie Beverly was great.
Their biggest song, I didn't even care for, Cole. I think it was Back in Stride. That wasn't the Maze that I liked.
Right, absolutely. But no, Frankie Beverly was, you know, had life long before Maze. So he was from North Philadelphia. And
do you recall their song, their single called Golden Time of Day?
No, that was probably after I stopped listening to that. I know.
I think it was one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. If you ever have a chance, check it out. Golden Time of Day. It charted, and I don't have the year. I got my book in front of me.
And did it chart as Maze?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see if I even got it on this.
And they also had another one. I think it was a live version only of a song called Love is the Key.
Okay.
But I really got into them about, 15, 20 years ago.
Well, it was Frankie Beverly and the Butlers originally, before Mays. And that was I Want to Feel I'm Wanted and Because of My Heart. Do you remember those?
I do not.
And then,
I'm looking at their chart history now.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they go, well, their first charted song was in 1977.
Yeah, well, and that would have been, he would have been about 21 then, I guess. As far as that goes. But long before that, I Want to Feel I'm Wanted. I'm surprised, of course, that's such a Philly favorite, but I'm surprised you didn't know that, so... Actually, it was Because of My Heart, but as I started to play it, I was going to go to I Want to Feel I'm Wanted, but John came in and said, oh, I love that song. And he said,
I like it. I'd never heard that before. What's the name of it?
I Want to Feel I'm Wanted. But what's so funny is that John always thought it was I Want to Feel Unwanted, and he really couldn't understand what the song was about. He said, no, not unwanted. I'm wanted. So,
And that was by Mays?
No, Frankie Beverly and the Butlers.
Huh, and what label was that on? Do you remember?
Yeah, sure, I know the label of that. It was Fairmount, as in Fairmount Park, I'm pretty sure. Most of that early stuff was. So Because of My Heart was the asset. So Fairmount, like Fairmount Park, but the other side, that's Because of My Heart. I Just Want to Feel I'm Wanted. I'll let you hear that as well.
If I don't answer when you call my name, don't you get mad.
What you say?
If my kisses don't feel the same, baby, don't feel bad.
What you say?
Cause I toss and I turn. But you, I know I just want to feel unwanted.
Yeah, so I just want to feel unwanted. Yes, that's the flip side. So Because of My Heart's the A side, and I Want to Feel Unwanted is the B side on Fairmount, 1966. Frankie Beverly.
No, I was going to ask you the year on that 66. Yeah. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, it's typical, you know, Philly things. This would be like Blabbitt would play it, and why can't I think of his name? The other guy I really liked listening to at night. It'll come to me. But the guy who was on 92. Anyway, that's terrible. But
the Frankie Beverly and Mays, I mentioned a song from 83 called Love Is the Key. Yeah. That went to number 5. That was okay. That was one of their
here,
biggest
here it is.
Ones.
I've got. What?
Ron Diamond?
Yeah, Ron Diamond. Thank you. That was the other guy, Jerry Butler, and I listened to Ron Diamond and the Diamond Mine. So, here's that Love is the Key. Let me hear it. I don't think I've even ever played it, and it's right on the screen.
I think it's live. It might have a long intro to it. I can't recall.
Well, we'll find out.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll take it. Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, the intro is so long, you don't even get to the real meat of the song until it's about 40 seconds
in. Well, those are, you know, that's where you can read PSAs and the weather and, you know, hell, the license renewal. But, yeah.
I don't think they made a studio version of that, though. I think that was it. That was the live version. And then this other one that didn't chart near as well was called the Golden Time of Day. So you might check that out at your leisure time. But in the meantime, it was great to talk to you. I think we covered a lot more than I thought we would.
All right. Well, then who knows? Maybe Enrique is listening. I hope so.
Yeah. All if right. not tonight, well, maybe soon. But in the meantime, stay cool as you can, and we'll look forward to talking to you very soon.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. All right.
Have a great morning.
You too. Always fun. Yeah, it gets me in a mood to forget about all the bad stuff that's going on, and that's certainly worthwhile. We'll talk to Laura in Willowbrook, and we've got James on the South Side talking about bad stuff. Oh, yes. His stories, as usual, run the gamut. And there's room for you, too. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Back home to you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and of course that's Jimmy Reed. Who else? Ain't that loving you, baby? 1956 on VJ. He was so good. He would have turned 98 years old today. Born in Mississippi, moved to Chicago, drafted into the Navy, returned to Gary when he got back, died in 1976 in Oakland, California, just a week before his 51st birthday. Respiratory failure. Body brought back here to Cook County. Lincoln Cemetery in Worth is where he remains. But ain't that loving you, baby? We'll live on forever. We have Laura in Willowbrook. What's happening tonight, Laura?
Hey, Raleigh. You got me, my ears perked up always. But someone mentioned our friend Marianne Winkowski.
Yes.
And I wanted to give a shout-out to her and hope her husband does a lot better real soon.
Yeah.
And I hope we can hear from her soon. We really miss her. But the reason that I called besides that, and again, shout-out to her and her husband, our local movie theater, not only do they do current movies and old movies, but they also do live events like concerts and that. And I saw in the sign it says, Connie Smock Angel Medium is coming.
Ah.
I said, oh, I said, what is this? So I was reading up and it says, she claims to be the warrior of light, third generation intuitive, and I don't really have a clue what that means. Do you have any insight?
Well, I mean, theoretically, she would be the great-grandchild of somebody who was a medium. So, you know, intuitives are psychic mediums or other people who see all the things that go bump in the night that the rest of us don't. That's what intuitives are, and it can take various forms, you know. And some of them will see angels, some will see people crossed over, you know. I mean, different things. Uh-huh. And so, I don't have to say that yet. September 14th, she's in Clarkston, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
And
it says she'll answer questions and help connect loved ones or possibly who transition or healing or closure or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I've seen her appear. I mean, I've never seen her in person, but she's been here before. So I thought, well, I wonder if she's in the same type of field Marianne is in.
Well, I don't think Marianne has in any way, you know, like made it her mission. It's just that Marianne was born with the ability to see ghosts. Now, she does not see people who crossed over, which is interesting, because that apparently is a different vibration. And it's not something that she like honed or researched or refined. This is just something she was born with, as were other relatives of hers who came before her. But like I say, it's interesting that it's just earthbound spirit. If they've crossed over to the other side, she does not perceive them.
Oh,
yes.
Wow, that's fascinating.
It is. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Different people have different gifts as far as that goes. And some of them, of course, really try to refine them and make a living of it. And I think that's true for Connie as well, who is coming to Elk Grove in a little while. We'll check out what's going on in the news. We'll be back with Laura and hopefully you too in the final half hour tonight on WGN Radio.
That line is busy all this time. Won't you please try the number? Operator, try the number. I've got to reach that baby of mine. I've got to tell him that I'm sorry for the things I've said. Sorry as I can be. So won't you please try the number? Operator, try the number. And see if you can get him to talk to me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, 1962 on the Fury label. Yeah, Bobby Robinson, one of his many New York little labels. Gladys Knight and the Pips. Yes, Operator. And actually one of the Pips, Merrill Bubba Knight, turned 81 this week. That was Gladys's older brother. And actually, the original Pips were formed at his 10th birthday party. So that would have been in 1952. And there it was 10 years later that they were on Bobby Robinson's Fury Records doing Operator. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're talking with Laura in Willowbrook about mediums and such. So as far as intuitives, Laura, it can be a variety of disciplines, but usually we're talking about individuals who are able to tune in to the other side, so to speak. How they do it, well, that varies person to person, and what they're able to contact also varies. Like I say, with Marianne, it was just a God-given gift, and she sees people who are earthbound. She does not see people who have passed over. And talking to her at length about this over the years, she said there are other people who only see people who have passed over. You know, they don't see the earthbound spirits. And then there are some who, you know, at least claim that they see both. To what degree, I don't know. I think it varies. The methodology varies. But, you know, as far as going to see one of these people, I think that can be great. It can be a lot of fun. I wouldn't put any stock into it beyond entertainment value, because you just don't know, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, exactly, and I'm glad you kind of broadened your explanation, because sometimes I get so busy listening that I miss something. So it's like, so yeah, so she kind of feels or sees the spirits that are here and not on the other side. I gotcha.
Well, that's Marianne. Yeah, that's Marianne. Now, Connie does a number of things, and according to her website, including healing, and there are a variety of ways she does that, including Reiki, which a number of people are adept at that. You know, that that's interesting too for people who are doing a one-on-one thing. But yeah, I think Qigong is the medical practice that she, the discipline that she engages in. You know, how good it is. I have no idea, but I'd certainly be willing to hear it. And of course, Reiki is well known. So,
I'm glad you got into this and getting the information, because I just find it fascinating. I mean, just very interesting, and I would definitely find it entertaining. I'm hoping they're going to be coming to Downers Grove, which is near me, in October, so I'm hoping they get tickets available. So I just like to go for the entertainment value.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. John,
what she does, you
know? John just came in and said, tell her about Lilydale. So, yeah, because I took John to Lilydale. Psychic, mediums really gained strength big time in the late 1800s. And this became a religion, spiritualism. And there are various assemblies. Probably the oldest and biggest is Lilydale. And Lilydale is not far from Buffalo, New York. It's these mediums all can own their little cabins in Lilydale. And then in the summer, you can go there and see them individually and, as well as collectively. And so that's the deal.
Wow.
But I knew about Lilydale because I got into spiritualism when I was a kid. My mother didn't care what I did in terms of religion, as long as I did something, you know, and she never cared. And so I tried them all. Believe me, I tried them all. And I got thrown out of a few, but I'll save that story. I guess it was 9th or 10th grade, I found the Christian spiritualists. Well, this was a show. I went to Reverend Sophie Bush. And Reverend Sophie Bush was in Hialeah, Florida. And later when Johnny Carson did the Karnak bit, I said, my God, I've seen that. That's Sophie Bush. You know, and she would do that where, you know, you'd write three questions down on a piece of paper and you fold it over and you put your initials on it. And then she would stand up there and she'd pull the thing out of a hat and she'd say, okay, RJ. And then she'd hold the questions to her head and she'd give you the answers. Well,
really?
Yeah. And so I remember the first time I came home, I was so excited about this. And my adopted mom was apparently very wonderfully street smart, but other than that, you know, as dumb as you get. But it was amazing, amazing what this woman knew. I mean, if it was going to be like fashion or stuff like that, no one beat her. If it was going to be how to use a mop, forget about it. Just couldn't. But anyway, so I come home and I start telling her about the three questions, and she says, oh dear, they're just reading ahead. And I said, what do you mean reading ahead? She said, don't you understand? This is one of the oldest carny tricks in the book. And so she said, here's what happens. Everybody puts their name into the hat with their three questions. She said, well, what she does is she opens one in the hat and she sees what the three questions are. She then goes ahead and holds the next card to her head, reading the initials of the card that she's already read. She said she can then answer the three questions, and then when she takes the thing down and opens it up to see what they are, she's read the next one. And so,
oh my.
Yeah, and so you know, she was just incredulous that I wouldn't know this, and I said, well, I don't care. I think it's great. They heal you, and I mean, I went there for like 3 years, and it might have been a farce, but I remember I'd take friends and, you know, because to me it was a show more than a religion.
Yeah.
And I remember one of them. In fact, it was the guy who, my friend who died, sadly, who had the radio stations in Globe before I did, he went and he almost passed out because she brought back people around him who had died. I never heard of these people, but she was like on. So anyway, she was somebody who was well known at Lilydale. So I drugged John up to Lilydale. what a trooper. And
oh my God.
Yeah, you can find the mediums, and it's all summer long. And so just some time, lilydaleassembly.org. Yeah.
Well, Raleigh, you've had such an amazing, fascinating life. Don't know how else to put it. It's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that about Raleigh. It's like, wow. Well, when my mom was a youngster, well, actually, when my mom was in her 30s and my aunt, they decided they wanted to go to a psychic. Well, that's a different. Psychic's a little different, I think.
Well, not necessarily.
And I remember that they had it recorded in that. And I said, so this day, I said, someday I want to pull that recording out and see what did they say about their reading or whatever.
You should. You absolutely should. It would be fascinating to know.
Yes. Well, I hope I get tickets. And if I do get to see it, I'll let you know about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks for your stories, Raleigh.
Absolutely. All right. So, yeah, I'd forgotten that. But John, John got a real kick out of it. We had fun, actually. And they had Inspiration Stump. And you'd have to go there to know. But we had cut a tree down in front of our house in Globe. And so it's now known as Inspiration Stump. So nobody's been so inspired. Other than that, 888-876-5593. We'll get to James and some stories from the South Side coming up on WGN Radio.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, Mel McDaniel, Louisiana Saturday Night, 1981 on Capitol. Bob McDill wrote that, and Carol Ford, who does the world's best show prep, she loved that song, I do remember. Yeah, she and John Chaffee liked that song. All right, and he would have turned 81 years old today, so that's would have. Born and died in Oklahoma, been gone quite a while, died in 2011 of lung cancer, was only 68 years old. But he was riding high in 81 when Louisiana Saturday Night was on top of the charts, so Larry Rogers produced that. All right, so 888-876-5593, that would be 8888 Raleigh, and James is on the South Side. So all right, James.
Hello, how are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Always. Well, you do the world's best show, well, Carol and you together, but you come up with stories that no one in their right mind would find, so that's good. So apparently there is, this one actually didn't come from you. While I was looking for other stories, you somehow missed this. There apparently is a new disease that is election denialism. I am not making this up.
missed that one.
I don't know
I might have if I had gone down a particular rabbit hole, might have found it.
Probably. But, yeah, I'm sure it'll be in some DSM something or other before the year is out. But yes, you specialized in brawls tonight. Lots of mobs behaving badly. But the weirdest one, no, I'm sorry, 9-month-old baby is body shamed? No, no. A 9-month-old doesn't even know it has a body.
I know. At that one, when I saw that one, I said, excuse me, how's the not going to know that?
Well, worse than that, the way they write the story in this upsetting video, what? Provided by Ariana, we'll leave her last name off. A mother talks about how her 9-month-old daughter was body shamed, not once, but multiple times. What did they say about the kid? She was chubby. Well, aren't most babies?
Yeah, and here's the thing, the scary thing, if they're not chubby, you start worrying a little bit about, is there something going on here?
Well, there apparently is, and not with the people who are calling the kid chubby. But apparently the journalist, I use the word very loosely, who put this story together is all for the mother, who is just in tears that anyone would make comments about an innocent sleeping infant. No one should ever be judged for their body. Oh, my God. It's a chubby baby. So what?
Haven't anybody heard of the, this doesn't quite refer to the baby, the ugly duckling turned into a beautiful swan, that is the horror geek might say, anybody hear about it? Creep, I'm old.
Yeah, but they're saying, a simple phrase like, please don't make remarks about my child's body is not enough. What, are you supposed to hit him over the head? I don't know. And it's just horrible to me that now, and to me that's an innocuous comment. What a cute chubby baby. I mean, no one I've ever heard thought this was fat shaming.
That's strange, but
Well, you know, everybody's got to have a cause, so they'll be protesting in no time. So
apparently they can't get enough of that case in Virginia.
Oh, of course. And yes, you absolutely did. The child were, and of course that case is certain news items, the story that keeps on giving because there's always another aspect. But now we're talking about the first grader in Norfolk who shot his teacher, who, by the way, is suing for multi-millions of dollars. But now it turns out that mom apparently was a problem. And so she violated, what was she, on probation for drugs or something? I don't have it in front of me, but go ahead. You read it. Tell me.
Yeah, apparently while she was supposed to, like, and then they decided to test her blood and something, blood and stuff like that, and found out that she wasn't completely clean. She was, like, was on, okay, I forget exactly what it was they found, but it said, uh-oh, this is not good.
Yeah, yeah, so...
I would have been able to find more, read the whole thing, but then I kept on kind of click out of it. I said, no, better be careful, or else I'll lose the whole story.
I don't know, sometimes your phone knows better. You know, it's hard to say.
Yeah, I think it does, because sometimes when I look, I say, you almost wonder, if aliens are out there, I would not be surprised why they stay away.
Right.
And say, these guys, this third rock from the sun is full of rock solid lunatics.
Yeah, well, and God knows you've got the stories to prove it. Like I say, you missed our big Arizona story about the about the skull being found at the Goodwill donation box. But
But unfortunately, found this story about the poor lady in Missouri who basically went ended up dying of from the heat. She was the aunt of these two kids. They got out and they were trying to get her out, but because of her disability, she was paralyzed from the waist down. And they were too young to be able to pull her out.
Yeah, yeah. No, there,
that,
there,
that yeah. was heartbreaking.
Yeah, there's a number, sadly, of those heartbreaking. And then we have a woman here who obviously, you know, don't mess with these women scorned. But she forcibly tattooed a racial slur on a man's neck and misspelled it.
Yeah, that actually made me laugh. I said, "Okay, well, we know who to go to
right.
to the comedy club."
Right, exactly. So that was and she was she pled no contest to one charge of unlawful tattooing, and they agreed to drop several other charges, including principal to robbery using a weapon and tampering with a witness, and apparently. This was the fourth gang member sentenced over the misspelled tattoo. So there were five rocket scientists here. I guess nobody knew how to spell. And apparently the victim said that the gang members confronted him at his home and demanded he cover up his tattoo, which was some gang tattoo that I guess CWB crazy white boys. And he said the group entered his house, closed the door, demanded that they cover his tattoo, and the system situation escalated. And then I'm looking for the word that they misspelled.
I think they tried to. I think they tried to make certain that it wouldn't. I guess when they saw about it, they said, "This is too laughable.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it on a comedy."
Right. Well, it is a comedy, and I guess I just looked at what the slur is, and it's amazing to me you could misspell it. But there you have it. Always a wonderful group of stories, and you've ended the night. So I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
You
thanks. Appreciate
care.
It, James. And thanks to you for putting up with me. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. We thank you for calling. Yeah, Johnny Goin and everybody else. Much, much, much appreciated. We do it again 21 hours from now, so hopefully you'll be back. I know I will. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.